money. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what the acting U.S. Capitol Police Chief is about to tell a House committee as another Senate hearing begins into January's deadly Capitol attack, with the D.C. National Guard commander ready to testify. This amid concern there could be something brewing tomorrow.
U.S. Capitol Police have announced they're beefing up staffing after getting intelligence warning of a militia plot to breach the Capitol.
That's Fox's Jill Nato. Another rocket attack targeting U.S. troops housed at a base in Iraq. Republican Senator Mike Rounds knows who to blame, telling Fox,
Iran is the problem child in the region. They continue to try to manipulate and to influence activity in Iraq.
An American contractor died of a heart attack around the same time the rockets hit today. It's not clear if that caused the heart trouble. A third version of the coronavirus vaccine is being shot into arms this week. Johnson & Johnson's and President Biden says,
the more people that get vaccinated, the faster we're going to overcome this virus.
The new goal is to get doses to all American adults by the end of May. And in the middle of all the pressure from parents to reopen still closed schools, something new. Fox's Tanya J. Powers has this live.
I think President Biden is directing states to prioritize vaccinating all teachers this month. That includes K through 12 teachers, school staff members, and child care workers. The Brazilian variant of the virus has now shown up in Oregon, the first known case on the West Coast. And the governors of Texas and Mississippi are lifting mask mandates. This just as the CDC director is warning states not to open too quickly and to remain vigilant as COVID cases have leveled off, Dave.
Telling you there's more concern, many more kids will come to the border alone this year.
117,000 for fiscal year 2021. That is drastically higher than previous years. And Axios says that surge is on pace to exceed the all-time record by 45%, with officials advising they need 20,000 more beds ASAP.
That's Fox's Griff Jenkins. America's listening to Fox News.
It was very important to feel like a company valued me and my family's time, specifically helping get the timeshare company off of our backs.
Do all the good you can, by all the means you can, and all the ways you can. I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. I first heard that John Wesley quote when I was 11 years old in Sunday school. I even have his words displayed at all of our offices to give our employees the same purpose I have when fighting to get clients out of a fraudulent timeshare.
If you were not satisfied with other companies, look directly to Wesley Financial and they will help you.
I promise we'll do all the good we can every single day. That's why I guarantee we will cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-743-8989. 800-743-8989. 800-743-8989.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters, and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Truckmates, Yuma's Fix Up, your pickup truck store, is Yuma's home for Snug Top shells and lids. Snug Top, designed and manufactured to the highest standard, industry-leading quality, and trend-setting design to protect and complement your vehicle. That's Snug Top. Truckmates is also your Line-X spray-in bedliner dealer. Line-X, number one in America for spray-in bedliners, with nationwide warranty coverage, is now available and installed by Yuma's most experienced spray-on team at Truckmates. So protect your vehicle inside and out with Line-X spray and bedliners and Snug Top shells and lids at Truckmates. Truckmates is also your home for BDS suspensions, the highest quality aftermarket suspension lift kits, leveling kits, and accessory for 4x4 off-road truck and Jeep enthusiasts. And BDS suspensions are backed by the best lifetime warranty in the industry. BDS suspensions, Line-X spray and bedliners, and Snug Top shells and lids at Truckmates in its brand new building, same location, 32nd Street next to Lowe's.
Weather is brought to you by Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, with four locations to serve all of your tire needs.
Plenty of sunshine, mild temperatures, and breezy at times. Southwesterly winds, 15 to 25. Sometimes gusting as high as 40 miles an hour. 74 the high today.
Earn a $5 rebate by trading up any non-contact thermometer toward an Exergen purchased at any retailer. Accuracy matters when it comes to taking your temperature, and Exergen temporal artery thermometers are backed by more than 80 published peer-reviewed clinical studies. Visit Exergen.com.
I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel.
The following program on 560 KBLU is a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. I'm Kimberly Kale, Executive Director of the Yumacana Chamber of Commerce. And Chamber Chatter this morning is being brought to you by the Yuma Crossing National Heritage Area. This morning we are here to talk about Right Turn for Yuma Veterans. And we have Judy Smith with us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Fine. It's
and
a beautiful day.
And we also have a veteran with us, Richie Ruby. Thank you for joining us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
Good morning. So, Judy, we kind of chatted a little bit, but let's just go ahead and start about chatting about what Right Turn for Yuma Veterans is and what they do.
Okay. So Right Turn for Yuma Veterans is a program under Child and Family Services, which has been in the community since 1979. Right Turn for Yuma Veterans has been open since 2014. It's a six-bed facility where veterans who are homeless or at risk of being homeless can come in and live with us while they get financially independent again. And by that, we mean that we help them either get their benefits or we help them get a job.
Mm-hmm.
The process is that we want to give them a home and a nice place to live where they build their life back up again and hopefully reconnect with family members or friends that they had in the past that somehow they lost touch with. So our goal, we don't duplicate services here in town. What we do mm-hmm. is we access the resources of other people. So we send our guys to Goodwill. They can go to YPIC. They can go to Arizona Work for job leads. We just make sure they get there and that they know what the resources are. And then, of course, we try to get them signed up for medical care through the VA. And if that's not accessible to them, then some of them may go on access. And also Amanda Gary down at the Regional Center for Board mm-hmm. of Health has agreed to help us with veterans who can't access any health care.
Oh, well, that's excellent. Yeah. I mean, and we've got a lot of veteran services here in Yuma. I actually was reaching out to a family member who needed services, and I said, you just need to come out to Yuma.
Well, you know, it's amazing because people have seen that they say, well, we don't have any services. We do have services. The problem is you don't find them until you need them.
Right, exactly. And what I find amazing, though, I kind of got off track a little bit, but what I find amazing is how much the different services, like you mentioned, you don't duplicate services. You actually reach out there. I mean, there's a lot of intercommunication going on between the different veterans organizations.
I think that that's probably the one thing that makes Yuma the most unique is that we are closely connected with each other. If we need help, we can reach out to them. It gives us an opportunity. You know, one of the new things that they have here for veterans, of course, is the Veterans Court. And Richie Ruby, who is my resident manager, which means he is at the house 24/7. And when the guys come in, he makes sure that they get settled, if they have questions, if they have any needs. He's the one that takes care of them. But I just would like him to talk a little bit because he's also a mentor for the new Veterans Court.
Great.
Yes,
go ahead, yeah.
So,
she put you on the spot there, didn't she?
Yes, she did.
So, I mean, yeah, I know about the new Veterans Court, but I'm not sure everybody does. What can you tell us about it? And so let's start there.
Well, I could tell you it's new.
Yep, exactly. Okay.
Yeah, it just started a few weeks ago here in Yuma, Arizona, and I am a mentor for the veterans that go through the program.
And so take me start to finish. Like if I'm, say I'm a veteran or say I know of a veteran, you know, because I see them, you know, downtown or whatever, and they are homeless. What, can I come knock on your door?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
However, if there's no availability, you know, Judy's the one that does the interview process. And, you know, it's not only looking out for that veteran at that point. We have other people in the house. So we also have to look out for them.
Right, exactly.
one of the things, and like you said, that we're all really well connected here. So if we are not a resource for the veteran that comes to our door, then we just don't send them away. We find a resource for them. So we can either contact NCHP, which is National Community Health Partners, if they're available to go into an apartment.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, there's Crossroads Missions that we can refer to as well. And there are some minor pot of revenues that we can use for a hotel if we need to for a night or two until we can get them into services. So there's all kinds of ways that we can work with a veteran to see whether or not, and sometimes it's connecting with their family or getting them where their family is, you know, because they've gotten too far away from them.
Right, exactly.
So a veteran can come knock on the door. They can call us. Service clubs can call us. Almost everybody in town can call us. Friends can call us. And we try to do an interview immediately to make sure that the veteran gets into services somewhere.
Well, and I had an amazing story, and I don't know, you know, I was working, I was at the Armed Forces Park putting up plaques for someone, mm-hmm. and he told me his story, and it was an amazing story. About a year ago, he had been homeless, and at that point, he had purchased plaques for he and his dad, and we were putting them up.
Oh,
and
wow.
it was an amazing story just listening to it. And he was talking about the different services in Yuma and how they had gotten him in 1 year's time. He had some issues, and those were cleaned up, and had a job, and was in a home, and, well, actually in an apartment. But it was a pretty amazing story. And I'm guessing you hear things like that all the time.
Well, I hope we're a part of that story all the time, because the one thing that we always want to do is keep our veterans moving through. The veterans at our facility can stay there up to 2 years. I will tell you the average length of stay is about 9 to 11 months.
Okay.
But some need a little less and some need a little bit more, and so we want to leave that door open, because the one thing that we want to make sure is that when we get them out there into their apartment, that they're secure, that they have a support network that they can depend on, and that they can access all the services and, you know, make sure that their job is solid or that their resources are solid. So it's very important to us that we don't just put a Band-Aid on it, that we really work hard to, I hesitate to use the word fix, but...
Right.
But that, you know, that we make sure that they're solid out there when they go out to their...
You want a long-term solution.
I want a long-term
solution. You don't want them to come knocking on your door second time or a third time, but I'm sure they can if they need to.
Absolutely. And we have veterans that come back and do laundry on Sundays, and, you know, they probably can pay for their own laundry, but the whole idea is that they have the camaraderie of the house. They also come back to the house, talk to the new ones that come in,
mm-hmm.
and that they're able to say to them, you know, I was where you were at. I didn't have any hope. Now I'm in my own apartment. I have my benefits. I have my job. I have my support network. I have my church. I have whatever I need out there, but they can still come back. You know, if it's Super Bowl, they can come back. It doesn't really matter. If we have veterans out there on the holidays and they don't want to come back for meals, then Richie gladly takes them out a Christmas meal and or Thanksgiving. So we try to do different kinds of resources
mm-hmm.
in town. Recently, we went to El Centro to help a wife of a veteran that he had just passed away, and she wanted to move to Yuma. So we took a couple of the guys in a U-Haul truck and went and moved her to Yuma.
Oh, that's
But those
hilarious.
Are the kinds of things that mm-hmm. we like to do out there. The guys give back a lot. So
that's perfect. Do they develop some sort of, like, a friendship, maybe even like a brotherhood when they're living in the house together?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you see that developing? I mean, does it always work that way?
No, it doesn't always work that way. But when it does, it's really nice. Because, like she said, whenever people leave there, I actually invite them to come back. If they're ever in their apartment, they feel like they just need somebody to talk to, if they want to communicate with somebody. Because, yes, they have an apartment, but now they're by themselves.
Right.
You know, and not everybody likes, you know, some people, yes, they like their space and their own, you know, their own time for themselves, but... You know, that gets old sometimes, and, you know, you need to communicate. And what's better than to communicate with veterans, with veterans that you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, they do come back to the house.
Well, and I can see, especially around holidays, could be a lonely time, and it could be like a family.
Well, you know, interestingly enough, though, people always get wrapped up in the holidays, but they're, you know, somebody said, what do you guys do for Veterans Day for your veterans? I said, every day is Veterans Day at our house. You know, and that's how we feel about the veterans. Every day should be the holiday. Everybody should always be looking out for everybody, because everybody has their own story, and everybody has that own time in their life when things are tough, and you don't ever know. It was a parent passing, or, you know,
exactly.
It could be in July.
Perfect. And with that, we have to take our first break. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
You have a website for your business?
I just use Facebook.
I don't have time to make a website. Keep it up. All that work.
I wouldn't even know where to start.
I used to think that, but I found freewebguys.com and they built my website for free. They host it, maintain it, and even market it for me. Now I'm getting new leads from it every month.
That sounds too good to be true. What's the catch?
No catch. You get a free website from freewebguys.com. All you pay is hosting, marketing on Google, and you get guaranteed leads every month.
Where do I get this again?
Get a free website built for your business at freewebguys.com.
Be sure to listen to the border reports each morning for information on border crossing wait times and the traffic reports each afternoon, Monday through Friday. You'll receive up-to-date road closures and restrictions due to construction or road repairs. Get the information you need with the border crossing and road reports brought to you by RV World, serving Yuma since 1966, located on Gila Ridge Road. Exit Interstate 8 at Araby Road, then west on Gila Ridge about a quarter mile. RV World.
Tune in each weekday morning for the Fox News Rundown, brought to you by Yuma International Airport. Fly Yuma and experience convenience, comfort, short TSA lines, and multiple daily direct flights to Phoenix and Dallas-Fort Worth. Fly Yuma, and when you're home, you're home.
On Tamer Chatter on 560 KBLU, brought to you by Yuma Crossing National Heritage Area. I'm Kimberly Kale, Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce, and we are here with Judy Smith with Right Turn for Yuma Veterans. Good morning.
Good morning.
And we are also here with Richie Ruby. You kind of manage the house that they have, correct?
Yes, I do. Good morning.
Perfect. Okay, so we were talking a little bit about the break, and we were talking about all the different services that you provide. And Richie, you were starting to tell us, and so now I'm going to make you do it on air because I'm curious about this. We were kind of talking about how you help the people with their paperwork and how it's getting better. And so how was it when you filled it out, and what are you seeing now?
Well, my story is a little interesting because of my discharge. I do have a OTH, which is an other than honorable discharge.
Okay.
It doesn't mean that I got a dishonorable. It just means that, you know. And because of that, when I got out, the services, I was very unaware of what services I had coming to me.
Can I add something before you finish your story?
Yes.
It's important for people to know that you did have an OTC, but he also was a 14-year combat veteran.
Okay.
So yes. He had re-upped several times, so it's not as if I think we can't honor his service.
Well, and I think we should. I'm not going to say what family member, but I have a family member who had one and then ended up going back in. It wasn't dishonorable. I mean, there's a completely different.
I know, but I
don't know that everybody understands the difference.
I admire how far he's come, and I want people to really understand what his service was and what he does now, because he's not in there, how he helped us.
Right. So when I got out, you know, I was very unsure of what was coming to me because they said, because it was an OTH. And when I called the VA, they said that I'd lost all my benefits.
Mm.
So here I was, I'm thinking that I didn't have any benefits at all because the VA told me that I didn't have any benefits. I was in Miami and I was going through some really hard times, and I went to the VA for some assistance. And I explained to them that I understood I didn't have benefits, but because of my military history, if there was anything they could do for me. Well, the gentleman that was listening to me, he could obviously see that something didn't sound right. And he, after a few questions, he didn't understand how anybody was able to give me that information that I had lost all my benefits, because that wasn't the case. He told me to take care of whatever I was there to take care of, and upon, you know, my completion of that, he wanted me to return and discuss my my time in the military and what it is that I had coming to me. So I went over there, we talked, and when it was all said and done, I was service connected, and I was at 80%. So you know, that was a huge difference from having nothing, you know, at one point, to finding out that that wasn't the case at all. Whoever gave me that information didn't know what they were talking about, and now I had, you know, my services coming to me. But when I got to Yuma, when I came back to Yuma, and I had finally started to, you know, decided to make a change in my life for the better. I'd started going to AWC, and at the time I found myself in a position where I was not going to have a place to stay. And one of the counselors at AWC gave me Judy Smith's number, and that was at the end of 2014. I gave her a call, and she had just opened up that year. So I wasn't a part of the first batch of guys, but I was there towards the end of the year. And, yeah, she interviewed me. She said she welcomed me to the house, and there I was with my dog, and happy that I had a place to stay. And that was the beginning of the new chapter in my life. And I really appreciated it. That was great. And a couple of years later, she asked me to come work for her. So here I am. I'm still working there.
You know what? That's actually an amazing story. And I'm sure, I hope you hear it all the time, but thank you so much for your service. I mean, and that you continue to serve.
Yes, I do.
I mean, it's in a different way, but you definitely continue to serve. And I'm sure that that's tremendously helpful for the veterans that need these services because, you know, you've been there.
Yes, I have. And, you know, the great thing is that there is a community, you know, the people that help the veterans. You know, we all know each other, and it's really nice to network and know the faces that are behind the people that help the veterans. And yeah, you know, it's great helping vets. And with that and with the networking, I did get a chance to get involved with the Veterans Court program. And, you know, as we mentioned earlier. So I'm a mentor for the gentlemen and women that go through the Veteran Court program.
Perfect.
And I think it's important to know, too, that Richie Finn finished his associate's degree at AWC, as well as the peer mentoring program, and hopes to finish his bachelor's. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the reasons why I have the resident.
So Russ just asked what he wants to do when he grows up.
That's
so
the big,
people
that's,
on air here.
That's the $1 million question.
Yeah.
Probably wants to drive tanks or something. I don't know.
I know a lot of people that get to be all the way to 80 and haven't figured out what they want to be when they grow up.
I want to be a firefighter when I grow up.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, I would love to.
So, you know, one of the other things that we talked a little bit about was funding in the break, too, in terms of what happens here. And I have to tell you, Right Turn and Child and Family Services are community-based programs, which means we don't actually have any federal funding or any funding from the military. We work with our local community through various organizations here and service organizations that donate to us. Our guys, which I forgot to tell you, or our girls, because we have had some women through, they pay 15% of their net when they have an income. If they don't have an income, then they don't pay. But they pay 15% of their net. And then we ask that they put 15% of their money into savings account at least so that they can build a nest egg for when they move out. So that's where we get. And then, of course, we do fundraising, which this might be a good time to talk about the golf tournament that's coming up March 20th at Mesa Del Sol. So we're really hoping this year, guys, that we can have a really full slate. And so we still have openings for teams and sponsors, of course. And you can call Judy or Elaine at 928-783-2427. So we always have a great time at Mesa Del Sol. We're really lucky because we can still cook on site. We can't eat together, but we can pack box lunches.
Mm-hmm.
So Philip Gladney will still be doing our cookout for us, and we'll have homemade breakfast burritos before they go out to in the golf course for the breakfast for them. So we're still planning all those fun things, and we still have our hole-in-one and, you know, all the things that go with the golf tournament. It's just going to be a little bit more distance. We're going to have our raffle prizes, of course, and the guys can buy either pre-buy their raffle tickets or they can buy them. We'll be going around on the course and talking to each one of them and maybe some women, too, will golf with us. We've never had women.
Really?
Yeah, so come on. Some women out there that want to come out and golf with us. We've had a couple, but we haven't had very many. So let's get some women out there to challenge these men's teams out there and get a full slate. So
I agree. Do you have, like, prizes, like, you know, closest to the pin, longest drive, closest
absolutely
to the pin?
Absolutely.
And so man, I want to come out there because if I'm the only woman, then I win, right? That's
probably
how that works.
So it's, I think it's going to be a great day. And like I said, Paul's really great at Mesa del Sol. So we'll have a tee off at 8 o'clock, which is the shotgun start, of course.
Of course.
And we will pass out the lunches. We haven't quite figured that piece out yet, but probably when you come by the clubhouse near that time, you'll get your lunch, and we'll make sure everybody gets their lunches out there. We will have to notify everybody of prizes and places after the tournament. So that's why we're really good about getting emails this year, so we can develop our email blast when we get done, and we'll make sure everybody gets the prizes. Interestingly enough, we've had like four teams sign up from El Centro.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
so
excellent.
Yeah, so it may be, you know, hopefully we could get in a couple more, but, you know, teams before we actually kick off.
Kickoff. It's fine. You know, I'm biased, so we need more Yuma teams so we can make sure that the Yuma teams win, right?
Well, absolutely. But I'll tell you, you know, it's kind of nice to have the El Centro support, because mm-hmm. MCHP works out of El Centro. So we've actually worked with a couple of veterans just on the El Centro Cup.
Okay.
You know,
mm-hmm.
So their support is really, really nice. Most of our people are, of course, here in Yuma. But, you know, a veteran is a veteran, and if they
exactly.
they need a couch, we got to get on the couch.
Well, I agree. and so that's going to be Saturday, March 20th. Where can they sign up? Is there anywhere they can sign up online?
Well, no, they need to call us, and we'll email, or they can get it on Facebook, right?
Okay.
Turn for Yuma Veterans. The application is there as well. Elaine makes sure that all goes up. But if they call me, I'll even deliver them an application if they want it.
Well, I was going to say, and if they reach out to us at the chamber, we have the information as well. We put it in
uh-huh.
chamber happenings a couple weeks ago,
yeah.
and we're seeing it.
Yeah.
So
we'll certainly get it out to you. If you call us, we'll make sure you get signed up, or you can get a whole sponsor. You know, if you golf with us and you're in the chamber, you get a free whole sponsor. So we did that. We tried that a couple of years, and that's been kind of nice.
And I know that we talked about different, you know, the rules with COVID and golf tournaments. You know, we had our own golf tournament in December, so totally understand what you're going through.
Yep.
Do you have to sign up a complete foursome? Could you sign up a twosome?
Paul is asking us to sign up a foursome.
Okay.
And we're also having to do all pre-registration. We cannot
yes.
register that morning, so you'll have to get with us. And we'll take them right up to Friday if we need to, but we are shooting for the 17th to be the final day for registration, but we'd sneak in anyway if we had a spot.
Exactly. We did kind of the same thing,
yeah.
you know, but we tried to have everybody pre-registered. It just, people, if they last minute need to,
yep.
but it does make it a lot easier on the organizers to have it early.
Yep, it sure does. And, you know, the main thing is that you're out there golfing for the veterans and making sure we have this program set up. And because we don't duplicate services here in town, we try very hard not to.
Mm-hmm.
I also have an actual program manager. Richie is the resident manager. And he also helps with getting people out and getting them into resources so our veterans out there. But, you know, I keep that program down to costing only about $76,000 a year. So this is a major fundraiser for us. You know, if we can get a full slot out there, and this could really help us this year, especially with COVID. We missed two fundraisers already.
Yeah.
So we're really, really hoping that, you know, you'll get out there and have a great day at golfing. I know it's going to be a beautiful day. No wind, I promise you. I just know it won't. we've been so lucky on our golf days. So,
always beautiful. Yes.
I'm glad you have. Ours was foggy.
we've had really great luck, so I'm really hoping it holds for us this year, too. I know the weekends have been a little windier, but... You know, please come out and enjoy yourself. Have a great day out in the sun. And we have a whole team of veterans. Somebody bought a team for our veterans. So Richie will be golfing with three other veterans out there.
Yes.
That's
so
beautiful.
They'll be around.
How's your game?
Awful.
Awful. That's why it's the best
what
golf
do you mean,
scramble,
my drinking
right?
game?
Oh, okay. Perfect. And you're still looking for sponsors as well?
Sure. Yeah. No. Anything that anybody wants to do, we'd be happy to
or raffle prizes or
raffle prizes. Anything. And you know, the other most important part of this whole thing and coming on the radio is for organizations to know that if they want a speaker to come out to their program or to their group, I'm always happy. And Richie and I are always happy to come out and talk with the group and explain more. Have you down to the facility, take a look and see what our program looks like, because there's value in seeing what we actually do. And so we're happy to give tours and have everybody come in and really, we're an open book.
Perfect. And with that, we have to take another break. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
We get up every morning from the long clock,
Shop local, eat local, spend local, enjoy local. Studies show nearly 70 cents of every dollar spent locally stay local, supporting local programs. Plus, the tax revenue repairs our roads and pays for our schools and emergency services. Now it can do even more. With the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce Enjoy Local campaign, you can win $100 for supporting local businesses. Just upload your receipt from any participating business to localyuma.com. So start shopping, start enjoying, and start winning today. Upload your receipts now to localyuma.com.
Hope lives here in California, but during these challenging times, we could all use a little extra support. Visit calhope.org for free COVID-19 emotional support resources or call our warm line at 1-833-317-4673.
At H&R Block, tax time means max refund time. And with virtual tax prep, our experts can help you get your refund from home, staying in your sweatpants. Just snap some pics of your docs and a tax pro does the work. Your maximum refund is guaranteed or your money back. Virtual tax prep, one of the many ways Block has your back.
All tax situations are different. Not everyone gets a refund.
So when you need a hand with your taxes, H&R Block is here for you. Drop off your taxes today at their offices in Yuma, Foothills, or San Luis, and let their experienced tax professionals help get your taxes won.
Back with Saber Chatter on 560 KBLU. And before we get back into our program, as always, I have a few announcements for the Chamber. First of all, our Enjoy Local campaign is still going. Visit localyuma.com to see the list of participating businesses. But, of course, you can win $100 just for shopping, donating, helping out any participating business. We need to get Right Turn for Yuma Veterans signed up. You are a member of the Chamber and eligible. And that way, anybody that, like, participated in the golf tournament, they could submit their receipts and be eligible to $100 as well. So
okay.
We'll take care of that after the show. But in the meantime, we had our first winner from for February. It was Judith Thorpe, and she actually was shopping at the Hospice of Yuma Thrift Store and submitted her receipt. And it was drawn, and she won. So be sure that you're submitting your receipts. Check, again, it's localyuma.com. Submit your receipts. And we are still taking sign-ups for participating businesses. So if businesses want to participate, you are more than welcome to participate. We provide all the materials. The only thing you need to do is provide a receipt when someone spends money with you. That's it. We make it pretty easy. Speaking of which, we do have a featured business this week, as always. Last week, it was MGM Design. If you're looking for website design, Matt actually does the Chamber's website. He's doing our new website, Matt Molinar. Really amazing company to work with. And he always, every time I go in there, I'm always impressed with the ideas that he gives me. And, you know, it's really great to have somebody like that in your corner. And this week, it is the Cocopa Rio Colorado Golf Course down in Somerton. They have a nine-hole course down there. It's in great shape. I was actually just down there yesterday, I will admit, and took a look at the course. I didn't play, but I can see the course and what it looks like. It's in great shape. They have a lot of different programs. They've got leagues, and every Saturday they have a scramble. So feel free to check them out. Same thing, a receipt from them can be worth $100 too. You just got to submit it. We also have a couple things. Good Morning Yuma is next Thursday, still virtual, maybe someday. I know someday we'll get back to in person, but for right now, and we're going to be doing our Chamber Awards. So that's the big program for that. We also are doing our mixers. We just had a really fun mixology mixer. It was fun. Russ has given me dirty looks, and I know virtual's not the same. I'm not going to say it is. But Danielle from The Crust did such an amazing job at... We actually had the laptop set up on the bar so that she could talk with everybody as they were making their drinks. I in person drank one. Russ just asked me if I virtually drank too many. So basically what we did was we provided an ingredient list for the people at home, so they were making their drinks too. So we were all drinking separately but together, if that makes sense. And this month we're going to be doing bingo and beer again. So on March 24th. And we have added our Lunch and Learns monthly, so stay tuned for that. So there's still... In spite of being virtual, we're still trying to do as many things as we can with the Chamber and make sure that we're staying engaged and staying in touch with the members. And And certainly still here for those things that are needed. If you still need help with figuring out the PPP loan process, other funding that's available, especially COVID relief funding, please let us know. If we can't help you, it's kind of like the Veteran Services. If we can't help you, we probably know somebody who can, and we'll certainly make sure that you're in touch with them. So speaking of which, let's get back to the veterans and Child and Family Services. And we are here with Judy Smith. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning.
And we're still here with Richie Ruby. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. So we kind of wanted to shift gears a little bit because Right Turn for Yuma Veterans is actually part of Child and Family Services, correct?
It is. Child and Family Services used to be Children's Village for all those old folks out there like myself. Back in 1979, we eventually changed the name to Child and Family Services in early, probably mid-80s, I would suppose that it was. At that time, that program was a 12-bed residential crisis program, which has since turned into our transitional housing for veterans. What happened was about 2014, 2013, people were, of course, wanting kids to be kept at home instead of put into residential placement.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a decrease in the use of the facility. So rather than continue to try and survive that way, we increased our outpatient staff so that we could do more services and help those families keep their kids at home. So the most important thing I think that we do is we work with families in restoring their family unity. I think that's probably the greatest mission that we can do with them. It's interesting, though, because as I've been here since, it's hard to imagine, I've been here since 1989, so we must have changed the name in mid-90s. But in all that time, I think that through the kids that have passed through either outpatient counseling or through the residential program when we had it, I've had like 5 of those kids come to work for me.
Wow.
Which has been amazing because it really shows that there's been growth in the services that they got, at least hopefully that we had a part to play, that they were giving back to the community, and they had chosen to go into that profession. So that part has been really rewarding from that sense. I think that the thing that we do for our families is not only do counseling with them. You know, when we bring a family in for intake services, which you can call us, we do only serve basically 2 insurance companies, which is Banner Insurance and Arizona Complete Health, which are both access plans for Southern mm-hmm. Arizona. We're not large enough to maintain insurance contracts with all of them. We do some what we call self-referrals or self-pay for families, and we do a lot for our military families because, unfortunately, TRICARE doesn't have any counselors contracted here.
Okay.
So we really want to team that up with our veterans program and in our outpatient services and work with those people, the veterans as well, or the current military families, active military. So what happens is they can come to us for an intake. They can call up. We do an intake with them when we go in, and we provide a therapist as well as we provide in-home support. But more importantly, I think that what Child and Family Services has always done is if we have a family that needs food, they can call us, and we will get food for them. If they've used up their food basket for the month and they're low on food, then my staff know that they can call me, and we'll make sure that the family gets taken care of it and that the family is fed. You know, during this time, it's been very tough for everybody. We're not able to help pay with utilities, but as you said, we can refer them over to places that can take care of those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
We also take donations for clothes. We work very closely with Safe House so that if we have a family that needs clothing and we don't have it, we can make sure that they can access clothing, you know, coats, whatever. Jody is really, really generous over at Safe House. And in turn, you know, we try to help her out with the adults because we get a lot of men's clothes in, of course, and if they need something in that arena. So, once again, we work closely with the community to provide all the services that our families need. But we know that you know, my staff are there with those families, and they see the kid, and he's like, I'm hungry.
Aww.
And my staff are like, Judy, I need a food box.
Yeah.
Okay, you know, let's go take care of it. And our families are so appreciative of that. Christmas and Thanksgiving, we always make sure that we get food boxes out. We're not doing as many as we used to do, so when that time comes, if you all want to donate turkeys, that would be great. But, you know, our families, I think the times that it comes out the most is when our families get to close their cases. It used to be in the old days, I swear, people thought that when they went into counseling, they were going to be there forever.
Mm-hmm.
And when we actually look at our families and we say, you know, you're doing so well, we think that you're getting ready to close, now they're like, really? And I'm like, sure, you know, and you can come back if you need to. If there's another crisis in your family, please feel free to come back. So we work a lot with our families on a very personal level, and we have enough staff in there and enough connection that I think that we go beyond just providing outpatient counseling.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a full-service agency when it comes to that.
Well, I'm sure in all of your years you've seen a lot of families go through the program. Can you think of one in particular that just comes to mind that is a good success story? Don't give too many details, so we don't know who they are, but enough that...
Well, you know, I will say that we had one child, and I actually saw him like 4 years ago, and I hadn't seen him for a number of years. This one's a little bit older, and I know he's not in the community. But he actually ended up going in the military, and we actually took him to the bus so he could get on the bus to go into the military because he had nobody to do it.
Hmm.
And I said, do you have any money in your pocket? He said, no. So my friend that went with me, we each gave him $20 so he could at least have a meal on the bus to go to where he was going. And, you know, when I saw him later, now he's a PA. He's a physician's assistant in Texas. It was the most amazing thing. And the thing about it is that he had nobody that would take care of him. You know, he stayed in our residential program. CPS really wouldn't help him back then. His parents wouldn't help him. So basically, he was just by himself. So he came in and stayed with us. And it's been so many years later, and you still see that with him. I had one girl come up to me in an establishment, and she looked at me. She said, are you Judy Smith? And I said, maybe.
Yeah.
And she said, well, I said, yeah, I'm Judy. She said, I just want you to know. She says, all the things that you tried to tell me, I have 3 kids of my own, and I totally understand it now. I was like, okay, she listened. She's passing that on to her family. She's stopping that cycle, you know, that she was in, and she's raising her family in a different way. So, you know, when you hear those kinds of things out there in the community, it's absolutely amazing. I will get calls from families and telling me my staff, how wonderful my staff is, literally. You know, they want to make sure that somebody knows that the staff is doing well and that they're paying attention to their needs and that they're helping them out. So it's really nice.
That's amazing. So, again, what's the phone number, just in case somebody needs it?
928-783-2427. The number is the same for both Right Turn and for Child and Family Services. And you can either reach outpatient counseling or you can talk to us about veteran services, whatever you want.
And what exactly, what kind of crisis would you handle? I mean, can I call you for anything?
Well, you know, there are specialties out there, and we are really into helping families heal, whatever it is. We work with attention deficit. We work with some minor autistic kids out there in the community, though there is a nice autistic center, a regional center for border health for folks to get started. But we're kind of ongoing and helping them get back into the routine, setting up goals and trying to get them to stay on task. You know, helping families stay together, especially during this time when parents are struggling so much at home with their children and the schoolwork and all this Zoom stuff. It'll be really interesting to see now that the kids are going back where our shift is in terms of what the families need. You know, and sometimes we come in with a family and we come in to work with them because they have a problem child. It turns out we enroll another one because this one was really the problem.
Mm-hmm.
This one was just the one that said, hey, and we need some help over here. And so we will then work with the other child on whatever the behavior that child has. And, of course, you know that there are victims of abuse out there that have long gone trauma that of past abuses that have never been exposed.
Mm-hmm.
And so that PTSD, that kind of anxiety, those kinds of things are necessary. And then there's the famous teenagers.
I have a 17-year-old at home, so.
Well, and you know, sometimes they need mediation. You know, it's really the mediation part that you do, and so you start trying to work with that piece too. For the younger ones, it's usually always, a lot of times it's separation anxiety if parents have split or if they've gotten a mixed family, blended family back in. So really it's all about, there's just so many different variety of reasons why people can come into services. Kids that are adopted often need counseling services because, you know, just for the adjustment period and trying to conquer those feelings between loving the family they're with and not knowing how to feel about the family they're not with.
Right.
So there's just hardly anything that you couldn't say that we wouldn't. We will always try. And if we get into a family and we are unable to, you know, we think we're not the best resource for them, we're happy to find a resource for them once again, because we want people to get the best help they can have.
Perfect. And with that, it's time for another break. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
Tires. They might all have the same shape, but the size, well, that's a different matter. Whether you're working with a trailer, car, truck, semi, farm equipment, or heavy construction vehicle, find the perfect fit at Purcell Tire in Yuma. Purcell is your top choice for tire rotation, brakes, shocks, struts, and oil changes with exceptional staff and exceptional service. Visit Purcell Tire at two Yuma locations, 4th Avenue downtown, or our Truck Tire Center on Gila Ridge Road. Online at PurcellTire.com. Purcell Tire, keeping you on the road since 1936.
Purcell Tire Service Center.
When it rains, it pours, and when it pours through a leak or a pipe breaks, it means water damage to your home. If you experience flood or water damage, you need to act quickly to eliminate the possibility of mold infestation. With 24-hour emergency service, trust PHD, the professional home doctors, to return your home to its pre-damaged condition. Call 341-9111 or go to phdyuma.com.
Shop local, eat local, spend local, enjoy local. Studies show nearly 70 cents of every dollar spent locally stay local, supporting local programs. Plus, the tax revenue repairs our roads and pays for our schools and emergency services. Now it can do even more. With the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce Enjoy Local campaign, you can win $100 for supporting local businesses. Just upload your receipt from any participating business to localyuma.com. So start shopping, start enjoying, and start winning today. Upload your receipts now to localyuma.com.
KBLU, brought to you by the Yuma Crossing National Heritage Area. And I am Kimberly Kale, Executive Director with the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And we, of course, are here with Judy Smith from Child and, well, Right Turn for Yuma Veterans and Child and Family Services.
Good morning,
Judy. And we are also here with Richie Ruby from, he's one of the veterans. He's actually the residential manager for the Right Turn for Yuma Veterans House. Correct?
That's correct. Good morning.
Good morning. You think I'd figure that out by the fourth segment, right?
It's all right. No worries.
So, Judy, we were talking a little bit in the break. You mentioned PTSD a little bit right before the break, and I will admit, until experiencing it in my own family, I heard PTSD and thought veterans, especially combat veterans. They came back from places like Afghanistan and Iraq or wherever they went, or Vietnam. You know, my dad's a Vietnam era veteran. And that's what I think of. But I was shocked when you told me in the break that you think maybe 50% of your kids have PTSD.
I honestly think they do have some sort. And whether that comes from, we were talking, an incident at school that happened,
mm-hmm.
you know, whether or not, it goes so far as even to say fat kids versus thin kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's a major thing for people, and it's their body image which causes all that bad self-talk. And so what you have to do is you have to restart that motor again, and you have to start getting them to see the good side and the positive side of themselves. And I think when we put a therapist and a direct support person together, we come at both angles, because the parents, the direct support can work with parents
mm-hmm.
and the children just with behaviors, and then we bring the therapy in to give them the actual modalities to help them overcome some of their bad feelings about themselves and start doing positive self-talk and start understanding where that anxiety is coming from and what's causing that thing in the middle of their throat
mm-hmm.
that just makes them want to scream, you know, and then one day they do and their mom goes crazy.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, literally,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And especially, you know, with the kids at home, some kids are dealing with things differently. And, it's interesting to see the different dynamics. So some kids are doing better at home and some kids are doing much worse at home.
Well, you know, I've always had a philosophy about kids in terms of when we had our residential program, is that it was 24 staff. It was 24-hour staff, and it was two staff or three staff every shift. And one thing that I was always convinced of is that the great part about that environment is one staff member would lock into that kid. Even the kid that everybody was like, wanting to just, you know, strangle because we couldn't figure out their behavior. There was one staff member that would go, I love this kid.
Mm-hmm.
And so now we've taken all of our kids out of the school setting where they had their janitors and their teachers and they had the food staff aide and they had the principal and the secretary and the nurse, all of those people that some of those kids up there related to one of those people have lost them now for almost a year.
Mm-hmm.
So once again, we're going back to the anxiety. We're going back not to having the secure feeling that you had, going and see Miss Smith every day and have her give me a great big old smile and tell me how pretty I am or how cute I am.
Hugs. We all miss hugs.
Yeah, exactly. And so I think that's a lot of the things. Like you said, some kids, they don't miss it at all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were just doing what they needed to do. But there are a lot of other kids out there that have that anxiety and they don't have that natural support that they used to have. And the parents are trying to do it all. And I tell you what, you know, that's impossible. It's just impossible.
It is. I mean, you know, I was a special education teacher in a former life. It feels like a former life at this point. And dialed into a lot of those kids that you're talking about.
Yep.
You know, I had my classroom 1 year was 7 boys, all with, back then they referred to them as behavior disorders, emotional disorders. and I understand what you're talking about. The parents are, I mean, I remember one mom who was at her wit's end, and meanwhile, her child in my classroom was amazing. I loved that kid.
Yeah.
I can tell you his name. I can tell you everything about him, you know, and the mom would come to me and just, I don't know what to do with him. And to me, that's something Child and Family Services is helping with.
Well, and it's kind of interesting because actually, when it comes down to it, I'm not your clinical person. I've been doing residential services and working in mental health since I was 18. And, okay, I'm 64, so a long time. I have my natural degree. I don't have a degree that hangs on my wall. You know, so I think part of when my staff come to me and staff a case with me and they start talking about it, and I'll look at them, I go, well, what about this? Well, what about it? Well, did you talk about it? So I have a different perspective
mm-hmm.
when I work with families in terms of it. I don't look at them as clinical definitions or, you know, so I think that's
mm-hmm.
always a help for them, for me to be able to say, you know, did you consider the fact that, you know, this mom is going out of town and working 3 days a week and, you know,
mm-hmm.
all you're focusing in is on the behavior,
right.
not the cause of the behavior. And so we talk a lot about that and try to drill down into actually what's going on with each child. But they'll come staff kids with me just sometimes because they're out of ideas. So I have to kind of see what I can come around the back door to.
Hey, it takes a village, right?
It absolutely does. And we have some of the, I think we have the best staff in town. I have longevity. I swear, my turnover rate is like 92% in the last year. And I have staff that have been with me for 10 and 15 years. So I love my staff there. I love my new staff, and I love my old staff. So we just really, we have a continuity of services, and we have a solid base, I think.
Perfect. And well, it's an attestation to that. I mean, so Richie, getting back to you, I mean, you were there, and you've clearly been there for a couple of years, right?
I have.
And why do you stay?
I stay for the... because I love helping veterans. You know, I love helping people out, period. It just, that's where my happiness comes from. But to help a veteran, that feels even better.
And so you just wanted to give back and...
Yes, absolutely.
You know, Richie's role in the program, like I said, I've been in residential services a long time, and what I know is somebody needs to be on property.
Mm-hmm.
The position that he has was always built into the program so that veterans could have a job reference that they haven't had when they go out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Richie has stayed in that position a little longer than most, but mostly it's been because his education and his drive, he's driven to make this a long-term career for himself. So while it's really benefited him, it has really benefited the veterans that I've brought in, and certainly benefited me to have somebody with such a strong ethic and a strong will to want to help veterans. So it wasn't exactly the situation, but I'm pretty flexible, so I'm willing to, you know, let things happen the way they naturally should happen. Someday he'll move on. I don't know how. I told him he was going to have to take care of me when I get old, because I have no children, so he's like my
there
son
we go.
Now. So he better make good and get a big house. With a pool.
With a pool, no
with
less.
Pool. Yeah.
No, he's just going to have to open a bigger house and house more bedrooms, right?
I would love to do that.
I'll just come in and be the house mom in the back.
See, that's perfect. I think that's perfect.
Yeah.
You can cook dinner, and I want to
oh,
help
no,
mom.
No, no.
Oh, no cooking
I
dinner.
I have
okay.
cooked and cleaned all I'm cleaning. The first thing I tell these people when they come into that house, I don't cook and I don't clean. And I don't do laundry.
Yeah. Well, you already said they bring their own laundry back, so,
yeah.
so that works out.
Yeah, I'll teach him to do all that, but I'm not doing it.
real quick, I think, because we're almost out of time, but real quick, a couple things. So can you tell me, I just want to hear more, you know, of the very positive stories that, I mean, we heard about a child, but I'm sure you've seen a number of veterans come and go.
Yes,
can you
right.
think of one that just sticks out in your head? Oh, she's pointing out how, like,
oh, yeah. She's, yeah, our superstar, Heather. You know, Heather, she came to us, and she has done a 180 like you wouldn't believe. She's done a 180 like you wouldn't believe. And she's a great person, very bubbly,
mm-hmm.
and if you met her, you will never forget her.
Okay, and what, she came into the program just...
She came in, we got her out of 30-day treatment.
Okay.
She had, and she'll tell you this, she had an alcohol problem for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
She's been sober now a year and 4 months, I believe. So she came to us, she didn't have a job, she hadn't had a job in many, 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 many years.
Mm-hmm.
She came into us, she started working with house cleaning. She currently is in her own apartment with her own dog. With her own car, and she, as she says, living the life. So we were able to get some benefits for her through the VA because she did have some back VA stuff that nobody had ever helped her with.
Mm.
But she is, and she's so helpful. I mean, if we go out and Random Acts of Kindness is setting up for their big yard sale,
mm-hmm.
which they help us out a lot, then she's out there just helping them and helping them. She'll help anybody out. Doesn't really matter. But she really is a star. Her sobriety has just been number one for her, and she has just done so well. And like I said, now she's in her apartment, and she has a car, and she has some benefits, and she has a job.
I just like the fact she has a dog.
And she has a dog.
And she has a dog.
That was an amazing thing for her. It really was.
I bet. I mean,
she comes and sees me every other day, probably. She doesn't live far from us, but when
okay.
she needs help, then we still work on helping her. She came. She wants to get her passport so she can go travel with her mother this next summer.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, I mean, this girl, she struggled a lot of years without alcohol and the PTSD, once again, from the military.
Mm-hmm.
And, boy, the day I got her out of treatment, I was like, oh, goodness. But it has been amazing. She has just been.
So, quickly, do you see a lot of the PTSD and alcoholism going together?
Absolutely. And
I mean,
drug use.
Self-medicating?
Drug use.
Yes. I mean, I heard somebody use that term, but self-medicating.
Self-medication.
PTSD.
Yes.
Yeah.
And just not the right medication, unfortunately.
Well, and this is a whole other subject, but,
right.
you know, legalizing the marijuana and the medical marijuana has led to a lot of problems, too, with people self-medicating and not dealing with the trauma that they need to deal with, so... That's
well,
another subject.
Yeah, it is. Another subject for another
day.
Thank you so much for coming today. Please visit their Facebook page, sign up, call them. Can you give the number again, Judy?
928-783-2427, and the golf tournament is March 20th at Mesa del Sol. So please call us, put in a team, support your local veterans program.
Yeah, help out in any way you can, as I'm sure you've heard over this past hour. It's a great program. Thank you so much. This was Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
We get up every morning from the long park board and take the 8:15 into the city. There's a whistle up above a people pushing people,
right.
shoving at
like
the girls who try to look pretty. And if you freeze on time, you can get to work by 9. And talk to sleep and jump to get your pay. If you ever get bored, give me a pleasant voice. I love to work at nothing.
show on 560 KVLU was a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current
from
opinions.
From the one-hour air conditioning and heating studio,
560 KVLU,
this is
Eldorado
560 KVLU,
their respective parent companies or affiliates.